Hi, this is Chip Hanna from Upper Edge, and I wanted to circle back on a recent blog I published around the Qualtrics IPO and three key questions SAP and Qualtrics customers need to ask themselves. The first question is really, how much control do you have over your agreement regarding Qualtrics both now and in future? And the answer is very little. If you're currently a customer who has the Qualtrics agreement that predates their acquisition, you probably have some terms that vary from your SAP standard terms, which may be in your favor. But it's important to understand what those variances are and determine what leverage or opportunity you have or don't to prepare for your future state where Qualtrics may be owned by a separate entity. So this is sort of the devil you do versus the devil you don't kind of scenario to try to get grounded on opportunities or risks related to your current contracts. The second question is, if I'm considering a major investment in Qualtrics or the C4HANA suite, should I buy now or wait until after the IPO? Understanding the current SAP business practices and how to generate leverage is an important part of how to answer the question. SAP has included Qualtrics as a key component of their C4 suite, so it's important not only understand how they currently license and manage Qualtrics in the current environment, but to make sure you understand that to maximize your opportunity now if you truly want to make that investment, as opposed to waiting to see how a future owner or structure or licensing or business practices may start to evolve within the entity once it's been spun off. And finally, how does this all fit within your plans to migrate from ECC to S4 if you're thinking about Qualtrics in the context of that larger platform? You know, this is a real interesting and kind of a surprise announcement given how in the past SAP has really positioned Qualtrics and the C4HANA suite as key to their entire S4HANA in the cloud solution set. And so extracting a major part of that future vision and putting them on a separate path really does make the entire value proposition perhaps fall into question for many customers, since they were thinking about how that C4HANA element of the S4HANA suite made the business case, sold the opportunity, and also really demonstrated the capability that folks are looking to leverage within the overall platform through the migration. So it's really important to understand the frameworks, both commercially and contractually, and how folks are looking to migrate and have migrated, and that being an informed customer in that respect will help you drive and establish a strategy to answer that question, whether it makes sense as a part of your migration strategy or whether it doesn't and you may seek an alternate solution. But it's really important to understand how those elements come together commercially and from a business practice perspective to make sure you can reduce your risk and give you some flexibility to navigate this crucial step in your SAP relationship. Surprise announcements like this can always throw a wrench in your product roadmap. So customers should be revisiting their plans and asking these questions as you look at Qualtrics going forward. Thanks for listening today. Hope you found this helpful. Please reach out to me on LinkedIn, and please feel free to look at my other blogs and podcasts on upperedge.com.